Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. The first parak of Tehillim, the first chapter of Tehillim, discusses the distinction between those who are connected to Toras Hashem, those who are connected to righteousness and to the ways of Hashem, and those who are not. And it emphasizes the importance of staying in a surrounding oneself with those who are connected to these righteous ways, to the Torah of Hashem, and distancing oneself from those who are not. That in itself, I think, has important relevance for the situation that we're in right now. But it's the next psukim that I want to focus on, which is where it says in this parak of Tehillim, it says that those who are connected to the Torah of Hashem, they are like a tree that is planted next to a stream of water. And it describes that the tree next to water, its fruit will come out in its time, be'ito, and its leaves will not wither, and everything that it does will eventually come to success. And there's one word that I want to emphasize, be'ito, I think is so important for us and so important for us to daven over, which is that this tree will come to its fruition in its time. Those who are connected to Toras Hashem, those who are connected to the real thing, may not always have moments that look like they are prospering. They may not always look like everything is going exactly the way that we want it to go, the way that it seems that it should go. There may be much more difficult moments. It's not always going to be blossoming in the most obvious ways on a surface level. But the tree that is deeply rooted next to the stream of water, what this parak of Tehillim is saying is that the tree is something that's described. The tree is something solid. A tree is something with deep roots. A tree next to water is something that has the nourishment that it needs. And all of that is in contrast to the next pasuk, which says, Lo kein harishayim. This is not true of those who are not connected to Toras Hashem. Ki im kamotz asher titfenu ruach. Rather, those people are like the chaff that gets blown over in the wind. There may be a moment in time where those people, the Rishayim, have what seems like success. In a moment's time, they have success. But they are so vulnerable to the wind. It's just a gust of wind that blows them over. And so even if in a moment they seem to have success, but they don't have long-term success, they don't have the reality that they are destined to success. What this parak of Tehillim is saying, and what we're really davening for, and we're asking Hashem that it should be, be'ito should be soon, that be'ito should be soon, that we should be, that those who are connected to Toras Hashem, which is all of Klal Yisrael, and increasingly, in more obvious ways, all of Klal Yisrael is becoming like that Eitz Shasul Apal Gemayim, like that tree that is rooted deeply next to the riverbank that's connected to Toras Hashem, and because of that, whether it's now, we don't know when it'll be, but be'ito, there will be its time, in its proper time. That's not always on the timeline or the calendar that we would wish for, or that we can understand, or that we can see. But what we're being told here and what we're davening for is that it will be be'ito. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yaakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.